Great. Okwe Ilana, tree maintenance during Shemitah. I shouldn't really call it Okwe Ilana because that's only part of the discussion, and it won't even be the part of the discussion that we get to today. There are two separate heterim involved when we talk about maintaining trees during Shemitah. Heter number one is acts that are permitted because of hesed, because you don't want the tree to get destroyed. Heter number two is acts that are permitted because of Okme Ilana. These are actions which are involved in maintaining trees, keeping them from being harmed, as opposed to improving them. And they are mutter, potentially, even without hefsid, without concern for loss. When we get to Okme Ilana, we'll discuss that, because it's not as simple as that. That's actually a machlokas. But I am, right now, I'm presenting it, because I think it's the simplest way to present it, as two completely separate issues. There's hefsid on the one hand, and then there's Okme Ilana on the other hand. You follow? Okay, you'll see why it's more complicated when we get there, but we're not there yet. So we begin by discussing watering during Shemitah. And the rule is, you are allowed to water during Shemitah in order to prevent loss. And here I refer you to the opening source on your sheet, Sugya Noi Katan. We've seen it before, although I think the relevant part was not included last time we went through this, because we were focusing on a different piece. But it's Sugya from Noi Katan, Bezim and Bezim, Vantagim Lamadalach. Tanan, Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moy U'Bishvias. You are allowed to water a Beis Hashlachin. A Beis Hashlachin is a field that relies on irrigation. We're going to define Beis Hashlachin shortly. But the Mishnah says you're allowed to water this area on Chol HaMoed, as well as Shemitah. So the Gemara says, wait. Bishlama Moed Mishum Tirchahu. I understand Moed, because Moed, the reason why I'm not allowed to water is because of strain. That's why you're not supposed to do it on a Chol HaMoed. U'makom Seder Shar Rabbanan. The strain is something the Rabbanan can permit in the event that the alternative would be suffering a loss. Elashvius, Bein Laman Damar Mishum Zareya, Bein Laman Damar Mishum Choresh, Zuriya Vacharisha, Bishvius, Mishari. But Shemitah, the reason I'm not supposed to water things is either it's called planting or it's called plowing, and we discussed that when we discussed plowing. So how are you going to permit me to plant slash plow during Shemitah? So the Gemara gives two answers. First answer is Abaye's answer. Amar Abaye, B'Shvius B'Zman Hazeh, V'Rebi. Abaye says it's Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh, which is a Derabbanan, and we've already been through that 1,000 times, so we're not going to go through Abaye's answer. But Abaye's answer is Shemitah Derabbanan, within the view of Rebi. Rava Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, Avos Asa Rachmana, Toldos Lo Asa Rachmana. Rava says no, even within the view of the Rabbanan, that Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh is De'oraisa, nonetheless, only the Avos Malacha are biblically prohibited. Told us Loas Rachmana Dichsiv Uvashana Shvi Is Shavasha Vasani Yala Aret Sarchalos Yisra. Right, it lists what you're not supposed to do. Those are the biblicals. Mirti Zmira Bichlal Zrio Btsira Bichlal Ktsira Lamai Hachsa Kasvinu Rachmana. Right, if Zomer pruning is already included under seeding because it helps the plant grow, and Btsira harvesting grapes is already included in Ktsira, not to harvest grain. L'may hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. Why did the Torah expand and include those other ones as well? L'meimra de'ahani toldos mechayiv achranaisa lo mechayiv. Teach that these are the only toldos for which you have biblical liability. Got it? We've seen this sugya before. So the Gemara says, below, is that really true? Those are the only de'oraisas? Vatanya, what about the following braisa? And this is the part that's germane for us. Sarchalos is ramachar machalos is more, the pasuk says. Don't plant, don't prune. Ein li ela zirua vizimur. That's planting and pruning. Minayin le nikush uli idur uli kisuach. How do I know about nikush, idur, and kisuach, which are various types of destruction of weeds and wild grasses that you engage in? There's hoeing in there, there's pulling grass that's invasive. So tamalomar sarchalo karmachalo lo. I added in brackets, kalar asur, kol malacha shebesadecha. When the Torah says, sadchalo sizra, karmachalo sizmor, the lo being extra, it teaches me that you're not allowed to engage in any malacha in your field, any malacha in your vineyard. That includes nikush idur kisuach. So we are including that in the de'oraisas. Yachol lo yikashkesh, I jumped a little bit to the part that's about watering. Yachol lo yikashkesh tachas hazesim, lo yaadir tachas hagefanim. I might think that you're not allowed to to hoe and to dig ditches for water beneath the olives, beneath the grapevines. We have to talk about kishkush, but that won't be today. Below yamale nikoy mayim, you can't fill the channels and cracks with water. Below yase ugios legafanim, and you're not allowed to make, not cookies, but also irrigation ditches. I tell that to your kids when they ask for ugiot. You can't make irrigation ditches either under the grapevines. Tamalomar sadcholos is rock, because the Torah says, don't plant. What do you mean? Zriya b'chlal haisa. Zriya was already in the klal of prohibited acts. V'lama yatsasa. Why was it removed? Why did it come out and get stated on its own? L'hakish e'laha lomar loch ma zriya miyuchedes as avodah shebesadeh v'shebekerem av kol shi avodah shebesadeh v'shebekerem. It's meant to teach me that seeding, planting is special and prohibited in the sense that it involves an act of work on a field slash vineyard. So too, anything else that is work on a field or a vineyard, and that teaches me that I am not allowed to water. I'm sorry, that I am allowed to water. That was a big mistake. This Bryce is asking, I might think you're not allowed to do all these watering things. No. The answer is only if it's like Zriya, only if it's like planting. This watering is not like planting, because it's not called working a field or a vineyard. In other words, what I'm doing is nice for the land. I am making channels and filling them with water, but that is not working on a field. That is not working on a vineyard. The reason the Gemara had asked this, though, wasn't about that. The reason the Gemara asked it is because this Braisa does seem to include a whole bunch of other malachos as d'oraisa. So their answer is, yeah, those are midrabanon. Ukras machta bialma. That's the Gemara's answer. But the point for us, and what emerges from here, is that you are allowed to water in Shemitah. That's what we're being told right now, that you are able to water in Shemitah. And so if you take a look at Zoris Beis, we find out what you're allowed to water. It's not just anything. It's Beis Hashlachin, as we said. So the Rambam writes, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin b'shvias. You are allowed to water the Beis Hashlachin in Shemitah. V'hi stei hazriya shetzmeya b'yosner. This is a field in which you plant, which is exceptionally thirsty. That's your Beis Hashlachin definition. We have to talk more about it. We'll get a chazunish, don't worry. But that's the Rambam's definition right now. By the way, just Rashi comments on that Gemara. I didn't bring the Rashi, but Rashi explains that the issue is pseda, fundamentally. But you understood that. The issue is loss. This will be destroyed if I don't do it. It's not simply the fact that, well, watering isn't really avodah shebesadeh v'shebekerem, and therefore it doesn't fit the biblical paradigm. It still would be asur midrabanan. Right? It's still asur midrabanan. But because there would be loss if you didn't do it, that's why you'd be allowed to do it. Okay. So
the prices are only getting us in terms of
the chiddush is that it's mutter midi'oraisa. It's explaining that why watering is mutter midi'oraisa. Yeah, which will matter. So the Rambam writes, you're allowed to irrigate the Beis Hashlachin in Shemitah. He explains that it's a field that is exceptionally thirsty. V'chein sedei ha'ilanos, as well as a field of trees. Im ha'yumruchak et zemizeh, yesamei eser lebeis sa'am, moshchenes hamayim me'ilan le'ilan. If the trees are too far apart, they are far enough apart that you have more than a beit sa'ah among 10 of them, that you could look at the ratio either way. Fewer than 10 in a beit sa'ah, or more than a beit sa'ah, in order to enclose 10 of them. So Moshman is Hamayim Me'ilon Le'ilon. You're not allowed to water the whole field. Rather, you draw the water from one tree to another. There's a lot of discussion about what exactly that means. Are you watering the base of the tree? You have to water away from the tree? Is this rainwater? Is this water you are using to irrigate? It's its own discussion, which we may get to, but right now I'm feeling like it's more complicated than I want to get on this. Avalo Yashku es kol ha'sadeh, but the point that he's making is you are not allowed to water the entire field where they're too far apart. V'im ha'yu mikuravin zelazeh eser l'beisah, but if they are close together within this space, you have the 10 to the beisah, mashkin kol ha'sadeh b'shvilan, then you could do the entire field for them. V'chein afar ha'lavan, which is its own discussion, the literally white dirt, but that's not what it's talking about. Marbitznos of amayu, you can settle the dirt with water, and b'shvil ha'ilanos shelo yipazdu, so that the trees are not ruined. So that's my opening halacha here. Then the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, Va'osin ugiyot legifanim, right? Like we saw in Moikata, and you're allowed to do the ugiyot. Va'osin es amas hamayim kitchila, umalin es nuk es hanakar mayim. You are allowed to make the ama is the irrigation ditch that runs through the field. I wonder if it should be bitchila. I don't know. Umalin es hanakar mayim, and you fill the ditches with water as we discussed. And then he writes, why did they permit all these things? Shein lo yashke, because if you don't do it, te'asa ha'aretz melecha, the ground will become salted. V'yamos kol eitz sheva, and all the trees will die. Te'asa ha'aretz melecha, by the way, is from where? It's a pasuk, no? It's Yirmiyahu Yechezkel. The melecha. Where's my chidam expert? Oh boy. It's a pasuk. I'm not remembering right now exactly where it is, so I will turn to the other part of my computer. Yeah, it's Yirmiyahu. Vayakar arba arava v'lo yireki yavoto v'shachan charim v'amidbar eretz melecha v'lo teshev. Salted earth. Yirmiyahu Yud-Zayin. Okay. Good. So the land would become salted and the trees would die. So therefore, the Rambam writes that you are allowed to do these things. Since the whole thing is rabbinic. Therefore, they didn't include these within the Gezerah. Okay? You with it? There are numerous problems within what the Rambam wrote in Halacha Yud. There are things there that don't seem to follow. One problem is that we just read the Gemara Moikatan, which said that the cases of the Ugiyot, the Gefanim, were entirely permitted. The Chazon Ish was bothered by this. If you take a look at Tzoras Gimel, he says, "V'tema v'halav b'brisa moikatan gimel amid aleph ikre halachos ketani." It's presenting the essential halacha there. Ma asur ma mutter. Abu b'makom pseida halo sharinan toldos ha'asuros. In a case of pseida, we permit the toldos that were asur. V'im kein asiyas uviyos unikayim mayim mutter she'ena avodah shebesada v'shebekerem. And if so, making these channels is mutter because it doesn't fit under Zriya in the first place. Unukai mayim, this bracketed comment I think is his own, not mine. Unukai mayim haynu litzara hashka'a di'itachas hagafanim va'azeisim havi avodah gemura. Right? You're talking about doing it just for irrigation, not doing it for the roots to spread or something like that. V'chein amas hamayim v'lo mishum pseida. So that leads the Chazon Ish to say, v'efshar detam harambam koi aresha demutter lahashkos. It's a bizarre idea. If you read the flow of the Rambam in source Beis, Ches, Tes, and Yud, in Ches, he lists what you're allowed to do in a Beis Hashlachin because you need to or it will die. In Tes, he says you can make the Ugiyot for the Gefanim, which is true, even if it's not a Beis Hashlachin. And then in Yud, he says, and why is all of this permitted? All of this meaning what I told you in Ches? Because otherwise everything would die. I mean, that's the Chazon Ish's answer for it, but he says, I will read this. It doesn't sound like that's what the Rambam is saying. No one has a better answer. It's a little odd. Okay. In terms of defining Beis Hashlachin, the Chazon Ish tells us that it's not one size fits all. In source Dalet, he writes, V'din Beis Hashlachin nira demishtaneh lefi min ha-nizra. He says, Beis HaShlachin doesn't mean I have a field with a sign that says Beis HaShlachin. It depends on what is planted there, because they have different water needs, and it depends on the season. Beis HaShlachin means whatever would be ruined if you didn't water it. That's your definition. Okay. So, my first sugya here says you're allowed to water the Beis HaShlachin in Shemitah. My second piece is Moikatan Vav Mud Beis, where they introduce the idea that we've already seen in the Rambam about the distance between the trees. So there, it's source Hey, you see the Mishnah, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moshe Nes Hamayim Me'ilan Le'ilan, Uvach Le'ashkes Kol HaSadeh, right? You can draw the water from tree to tree. You can't irrigate the entire field. And Amar Rav Yehuda, Em Haisa Sadeh Mitunenes Mutter. Rav Yehuda says that that's the you're allowed to do it if it's mituneness. Mituneness is a term from clay. And the idea is that if it's a base hashlachin, then you're allowed to water the whole field. He says, Imhaya sada mituneness is the equivalent of saying it's a base hashlachin. Then you'll be allowed, and you don't need to worry about drawing the water from tree to tree, regardless of the density of the trees. So what emerges is, we have two categories. What emerges from this Gemara, this about the sada mituneness, we have two categories fundamentally. One is base hashlachin, and the other is general pseita. Generally, you know, you need to water it or it'll be ruined, but we're not calling it a base hashlachin. I don't know of any practical difference in the way we treat them, other than this discussion about watering the whole field versus drawing water from tree to tree. They seem to be identical. Chazon Ish in Tezayin Adala, the paragraph that starts Vidin, which we're going to see, we already saw a piece of, and he used it in his definition of Beis HaShlachan, seems to treat them identically. He does not seem to distinguish. So I don't know that there's any difference between Pseida and Beis HaShlachan. They seem to be used interchangeably. But this is all for watering. What about other malachos beyond watering? Are those going to be permitted? Not Chabad De'oraisas, but De'rabanans. Are other malachos De'rabanan going to be permitted to prevent loss? So the dominant view is yes. Malachos De'rabanan in general are permitted to prevent Pseida. And here I bring you the Rash on the Mishnah in Shavuos. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. I should have brought the Mishnah itself, but I think we can get the Rash without it. V'chol hanach malachos tesharina hacha ad Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about the Tosefes issue, the malachos that you can do before Rosh Hashanah. So all the malachos that we permit pre-Rosh Hashanah, afal pi sheyesh ba'in she'enan letzarach shishis, even though some of them aren't malachos you're doing because of 60-year fruit. You're doing them to prepare for 7. Lo gazer b'tosefes, they still did not decree a prohibition on doing this in year 6, running up to Shemitah. Mishum da'afilu b'shvi'ez atzma lo asurin b'de'oraisa, because they were only rabbinic even during Shemitah, so they didn't extend it to pre-Shemitah. K'damin b'reish mo'ed katan, da'abos atzarachmana todos lo asarachmana. V'afilu b'shvi'ez atzma, and here's the key, even during Shemitah itself, the makom pseida, k'gol mahashkos b'yis hashlachin mashma hazim d'shari, these toldos will be permitted, and he's not talking hashka, he's talking about general malacha, these will be permitted during the run-up, is his point for his discussion, but the same point is true. It will be permitted for during Shemitah in a case of Pseida. Clear? Okay. I'm actually adding the Mishnah to my notes.
Those ones are mutar in Tosefes regarding Pseida, or they're just mutar in Tosefes in general?
They're going to be mutar in Tosefes in general and during Shemitah for Pseida. Yeah. So that's the position that the Rash takes, is that they are mutter. They're actually, the Mishmeres HaShviyas asks a question here on this. Based on the Rash's statement in Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet regarding Zihum. If you take a look at the source test, Mizahamin, which means Kishiesh Makala Ilan, Vinashra Ktsas Klipaso, when you have a tree that has some kind of an injury, such that the bark has actually fallen off, Madbikim Sham Zevel. So they put Zevel is what it sounds like, they put manure on this spot on the tree. That's why it's called Mizahamin. Zuhama is a term used in the Gemara for dirt or filth. So that's what you're applying to the tree. Vikoshman and you tie it on, Shalayama said the tree shouldn't die. Umihu. Psst. But he says, the Rash says, when the Mishnah talks about Mizahamin and allows it before Shemitah starts, you have to be talking about something that strengthens the tree and improves it. Umashma ad Rosh Hashanah in Bishvi is low. And it sounds like until Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to do it, but in Shemitah you're not allowed to do this act of Mizahamin. So that means it must be an improvement to the tree, says the Rash. The Umasechas Avodazara, paragraph Yishmael, Tanya Maslin Umazamin Bishvias. We have, in fact, a Braisa in Masechas Avodazara that says that you're allowed to do Mizahamin during Shemitah. as opposed to our Mishnah here. The answer is there are two types. One maintains the tree, Vishari, which is permitted, as we'll discuss. And one improves the tree's strength, and that's going to be prohibited. So the point here, and what upsets Mishmeres HaShvi'is, is that on this line of Mizahamin, he indicates that you're only allowed to do this beforehand. Right, you're not allowed to do this during, because it improves the tree. So the Mishmeres HaShvi'is says that indicates here that la'avruyeh will be prohibited during Shemitah, even though it's the Rabbanan. Even though it's Dirabbanan. That's his question. It's in Perek Tes Ha'ara Aleph. I don't really understand his question, because I think there it's not talking about a Pseida situation. But in general, I've had a lot of trouble, as we'll see as we go through this. The Mishmeres HaShvi'is' comments here, his Ha'aros, quite a few of them I didn't follow, you know, or thought there was an answer to what he was saying. Okay. The Chazanish believes that the Rambam also permits such toldos. If you take a look at source Tess, he writes, "B'simen yud chesiv katan dalit kasav nu milashon Rambam perek aleph halacha yud," which we already saw that Rambam. "Delo amru chachamim bekolel demakom pseida sharina melacha shviis bismanaze o betoldos." That the chachamim did not say blanket rule, kolel, including everything, then in the case of loss, you're allowed to do malacha during Shemitah, bizman hazeh, or are allowed to do all the toldos. Elamanu chachamim mashahitiru. But rather, they said, these things are mutter. Vehein me'advarim hakolim asarabim. And these are things in general that affect the community as a whole. That's the type of thing that you're going to be permitted to do, which we'll come back to. We're not ready for that right now. But the point is, his opening statement here is that certain derabbanans are going to be permitted, others are not, but this supports the idea that we do say toldos beyond watering are going to be permitted because of Seda during Shemitah. That's the idea. He also notes not here, but in general, the Rambam's language back in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, if you look back at source base, was Kayotze Midivrehem, right? Hova Yisur Dvar Ma'elu, Kayotze Bahem Midivrehem, and other things like them, Lo Gazru Al Elu. They did not make a Gezerah. In other words, it's not that it's Usur, but we're going to license you to do it. It's flat out not Usur at all. It's like saying Hutra, essentially. That's the idea. Now, once again, the Mishmeres HaShvi'is comes up with something. He says that while it's true that you're allowed to water for any minimal loss, the other malachas are only for a large loss. But I can't find a basis for it. If you take a look at source Yud, the Mabit writes, I should have mentioned the Mabit before the Mishmeres HaShvi'is, but the Mabit writes, "Velo shani lan bein pseida rabba l'pseida zuta." There's no difference between whether your loss is large or small. If it would suffer any loss at all, if you were to fail to water it, that counts as a loss. He says, after all, they don't distinguish between beis hashlachan in which vegetables are growing or trees, even though the scale of loss is obviously much larger for the trees. Since you will lose everything, the key is the percentage. You will lose everything if you don't water it, therefore we do not distinguish. So writes the Mabit. So the position of the Mishmeres HaShvi'is, it's in Perek Zayin, it's Ha'araches, is that even according to the Mabit, while you're allowed to water for a minimal loss, you're not allowed to do the other malachas for a minimal loss. But again, I don't see where he's getting this from. The general tendency is, for sure, as we've said, to say that other malachas are going to be permitted. Then, there is at least one Rishon who disagrees and says that they are prohibited. But I think, given that it's 11:27, I'm going to stop with that. And we'll pick up with that, God willing, next week, as well as the La'ok Me'ilana discussion.
Just the other malachos that he said, those are derabanan?
Those are the ones that are derabanan, yes. Malachos derabanan, he's going to permit for pseida. Yeah.